Good morning. Today is the 23rd of May 2026. Welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, joined by my co-host Luckett Peters here in the studios of www.goforgold.lk. We'll start off with the IPL Tata final match between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Royal Challengers Bangalore. The two teams have already qualified for the playoffs, but Sunrisers Hyderabad came up with a sterling performance, beating the defending champions RCB by 55 runs. But the end result is, despite the loss, RCB are table toppers because of a superior run rate. So they will have the bite of the two cherries in the final four games scheduled for playoffs. The other two teams that have qualified so far, Gujarat Titans in second place, Sunrisers Hyderabad, despite winning the game yesterday, are still in third place. And we will know over the weekend who will be the fourth team that will qualify. And the competition lies between Rajasthan Royals, Punjab Kings and Kolkata Knight Riders. All these three teams are in with a chance because they play against three teams that are almost eliminated. I mean, two teams that are definitely eliminated, but it'll be a battle between Kolkata Knight Riders and Delhi Capitals, who mathematically still have a chance of qualifying. Keep our eyes focused on that. But the game coming up today between RR and Mumbai Indians will play a pivotal role in terms of defining who will be the fourth team that qualifies. Because if Rajasthan Royals can beat Mumbai Indians, then of course the entire tournament is done and dusted, which means Rajasthan Royals will qualify as the fourth team in the playoffs because they are 1 point ahead of both BBKS and KKR in the tournament. Let's now take a look at the main scores. Sunrisers Hyderabad beat RCB by 55 runs. Now, had they beaten them by 85 runs or above, then Sunrisers Hyderabad would have got to the top position. But their win of 55 runs is fantastic, despite the fact they are still in third place, but they have qualified. That's something that they can breathe easy. Pat Cummins won the toss, elected to bat first, and his team made 255 for 4 wickets. They are allotted 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma, 56. Ishan Kishan, 79. And Hendrish Claassen, 51. It was a batting paradise. Royal Challengers Bangalore, ultimately 200 runs for 4 wickets. Correction, with Venkatesh Iyer making 44. Krunal Pandya being unbeaten on 41. And Captain Padikkal making 56. Ishan Malinga, very impressive. The Sri Lankan seamer, only bowler who bowled on a flat track with great variation of pace and swing. He took 2 for 33. Let us wind up today very, very fast indeed, because it's the rugby weekend. Royal College will play against St. Thomas's at the Jurassic Park at the Royal College Complex. Winner of this game will get into the cup segment. It's going to be tough. Thomians come out as favourites, but we all know that Royal up their standards when they play in the Michael Gunaratne Trophy against St. Thomas's. This is actually the Michael Gunaratne Trophy, despite the fact that it's a Dialogue Rugby League game. And they also come out with all guns blazing when they play the Bradby. So despite the fact that Royal are underdogs, look, don't be surprised if you get a surprise at the end of the long whistle. So the winner will go through to the cup finals, to the cup segment, my apologies, and they'll be joining Trinity, Isipathana, St. Peter's and Wesley. Now, another team that's knocking on the doors for the cup finals is Zaira when they take on Thurston in their own backyard, and many are of the view that Zaira will be strong favourites. We also have a very interesting game today, St. Peter's versus Wesley at the Petrite Grounds. And despite the fact that both teams are qualified, a game of prestige, and many feel that the Petrites do have a home advantage. But tomorrow is the biggest game. In all honesty, Isipathana taking on Trinity College Kandy, the 41st battle, the scrum down. You can't get a better finish to a fantastic game, because both teams have qualified for the cup segment. Many feel the Trinity are far superior, but remember that Isipathana is an improved side and they are playing in their own backyard at the Havelock Park. So many feel the win prediction is even Stevens. We also have another interesting game coming up today at the Trinity College Rugby Stadium, where Sri Sumangala will play against home team rivals St. Anthony's College Kandy. Keep our eyes focused on that as well. Tomorrow we'll also have lots of soccer news from England, because the English Premier League is taking closer orders. But remember, the great games that's coming up in rugby today will be all nail biters. That's it from me and Lakith Peeris. Thank you for being in our company. Pleasure bringing in all this sports news that you needed for your information. We'll see you again tomorrow at the same time. Meantime, sit back, relax, as we spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.